Analysis of the 1999 Journal of Virology article, Primary Human Immunodeficiency Virus Type 2 Isolates Infect CD4 Negative Cells via CCR5 and CXCR4, Comparison with HIV-1 and Simian Immunodeficiency Virus and Relevance to Cell Tropism in Vivo. Human Immunodeficiency Virus Type 2, also known as HIV-2, is prevalent in West Africa and has spread recently to the western coastal region of India and to Europe. Compared to HIV-1, HIV-2's mortality rate is thought to be a third lower and appears to be closer to the Simian Immunodeficiency Virus, or SIV. As of 1999, it is known that all three types of immunodeficiency virus interact in some fashion with the CD4 cell surface and a coreceptor triggered by contact with the viral protein GP120. It is known that HIV-1 uses CCR5 and CXCR4 as its major coreceptors, but CIV and HIV-2 can use other coreceptors besides CCR5 and CXCR4 for infection in CD4 positive cells. Clapham, McKnight, and Weiss in 1992 showed that one strain of HIV-2 was able to successfully fuse cell to cell and have an efficient infection in CD4 negative human cells, while other strains were still dependent on CD4 or soluble CD4 for fusion. Reeves et al. In June of 1999 wanted to see if primary HIV-2 strains could infect CD4 negative cells that expressed either CCR5 or CXCR4 receptors. They began by characterizing the coreceptors used by HIV-1, HIV-2, and SIV strains in CD4-positive cells, and found that compared to HIV-1, HIV-2 did use a variety of coreceptors for infection in almost all the viral strains, but predominantly CCR5 and CXCR4. They then tested for CD4-independent infection for the different HIV strains using CD4 negative cells. The researchers concluded that certain strains could produce an effective infection in the cells using only CCR5 or CXCR4 receptors. To verify this, Reeves et al. Used specific ligands of CCR5, CXCR4, and CD4 and confirmed that infection could occur independent of CD4 with CCR5 or CXCR4. Overall, they found that there were 7 HIV strains that use CCR5 and/or CXCR4 to infect CD4-positive cells, but in CD4-negative cells, 2 strains used only CXCR4, 2 strains used only CCR5, and 3 used neither CCR5 nor CXCR4 efficiently. In comparing HIV-1, HIV-2, and SIV, they showed that HIV-2 and SIV are less reliant on CD4 for infection, and that certain strains using CCR5 to infect CD4 negative cell levels were very similar to SIV strains in CD4 independent infection. It is unknown why, but astrocytes, although not expressing CD4 in vivo, can be infected with HIV-1. Reeves et al. Then determined whether astrocytes, CD4 negative cells, were susceptible to infection. Results showed that infection occurred via the CXCR4 receptor and that the concentration of the receptor might play a role in the efficiency of infection. Thus, the ability of HIV-2 to infect a cell independent of CD4 depends on the cell type and the concentration of coreceptors on the cell surface. The researchers note that there could be other receptors or factors that have yet to be identified. Coreceptors could have different conformational changes in different cells or could exist as oligomers, which would influence their activity and identification. It is theorized that the original SIV and HIV strains used only one receptor and then evolved to the two coreceptor mechanism. This explains the difference between the different types of immunodeficiency viruses and variation of the strains within the subtypes. It is unknown why HIV needs 2 coreceptors to infect a cell, but it does seem selective pressures to gain immune resistance have evolved to make it harder for the body to inhibit viral infection. The fact that there are differences between types and strains make HIV mechanism difficult to understand and makes HIV treatment even more difficult to design.